beautiful record indeed. He even made a film about that, Torn Between Two Lovers. Well, in the studio with me we have Father Michael Deegan, and he is from Newcastle, and he's going to tell us all about a brilliant field day in Newcastle tomorrow, and it's in aid of Forney GAA Club. Well, Father, can you tell me what is the money and what is it all about?
Well, it's in connection with Forney GAA Club, and they're trying to develop their own pitch. They've gotten land from the Land Commission, and now it's their job to try to develop the pitch as their own. The first objective is to build dressing rooms, and to do that they will need around £12,000, and we're in the business of trying to raise that money.
And the field day is to help towards
the field day is a big event we're organising now to try and raise the money to get going on the dressing rooms. Actually, we've already started on the dressing rooms, so it's a matter of raising the money to proceed with it.
Yeah. Are you building anything else? Just dressing rooms at the moment?
Dressing rooms at the moment, but the pitch has to be developed as well.
Drained and all that.
Drained and all that. And
that's going to cost more money as well.
That's going to cost more money.
Well, what have you for the people out there in your field day tomorrow?
Well, now, it's a field day. It's at Newcastle House Hotel, which is a lovely setting there on the banks of the Innie River, about two miles from Ballymahon, a beautiful setting. And it's a full field day. We have Superstars attraction. We're getting equipment from Athlone, and we have, the superstar that appeared on the television.
He'd be there.
We all trust the superstars there. And it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
So we're expecting all sorts of people to come, and as well as the superstars attraction, we've other races as well, and a lot of novelty races like slow bicycle race, egg and spoon race, the obstacle race, the musical race, and so on. Then we have a fancy dress for the children, and we have a nice prize for that, and we hope that that will give opportunity for all kinds of adventure and
whatnot,
creative approach to fancy.
How much is it to get into?
It's a pound to get in. Plenty
of parking facilities. And of course all types of side attractions.
We have pony rides for the children. We have a putting green. Bernard Langer will be along in the afternoon.
after winning in Dublin.
He's going to drop in to see how we're doing, show us how to put. We have a famous mouse which goes the rounds, I think. Gabriel McGoy is in charge of that.
The fella that goes, you have to guess which hole he goes out or something.
It is indeed. We have various other things like darts and balloons, bursting balloons, weight throwing. We have a beautiful cake, and whoever guesses the right weight of the cake will walk off with the cake.
And eat it, hopefully.
We have a lovely doll too, and someone guess the doll's name.
Yeah.
And a jar of coins. A bullock. But we're not going to give the bullock, though.
No. Too expensive a leak.
We'll give you a free look at the bullock.
Yeah, right. Everybody gets a free look at the bullock. What time does this start at?
It starts at 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock at Newcastle House Hotel.
A field day at 2 o'clock in Newcastle House Hotel. And it costs £1, and the weather the way it is, you get a free tan as well as getting a look at, and you're able to participate in all types of sports. I'd like to thank Father Michael Deegan for coming into Radio West and telling us all about it. And if you've nothing to do tomorrow, why don't you head out towards Newcastle? Thank you very much, Father.
Thanks very much, Chris. Very nice being here.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Everybody come to Newcastle tomorrow, and we'll see you there and give you a great day.
Right. There's guarantee indeed.
Hello, it's me again, just reminding you that this Saturday night and every Saturday night, everyone heads for the Heatherville nightclub, Kinnegad, where you get the best of both worlds. By that I mean the Radio S Roadshow, and admission just £2.50. We start early and we finish late, so make it a date. The Heatherville nightclub, just 10 minutes walk from Kinnegad. I'll see you there.
O'Neill's Supermarket, Johnstown Bridge. Yes, O'Neill's Supermarket, Johnstown Bridge offers you super saving on your weekly shopping. Meat and groceries at very keen prices at O'Neill's. Super value and household goods at O'Neill's. Save money at O'Neill's and make a special trip to find out about the tremendous value offers in the meat department. You could save pounds. That's all at O'Neill's Supermarket, Johnstown Bridge. Phone 0405 41018 or 41045. Direct from the factory. Radial tyres for cars. All sizes, £12.50 each. Van radials, £15 each. Iron radial remolds of Eden Dairy have seconds at just £7.50 each. That's Iron Radial Remolds Limited of Eden Dairy.
Tell at Stringfellow's Tullamore next Tuesday night the 16th at 8 p.m. That's Super Bagatelle appearing at Stringfellow's Tullamore next Tuesday night the 16th.
Sports Roundup, compiled and presented by Michael Donoghue and Sean Ford. Granny G even, we start with Gaelic games. And tomorrow in Croke Park we have the All-Ireland Senior Football Semi-Final between Donegal and Galway at 3:30. And at 2 o'clock the Minor Football Semi-Final between Derry and Galway. And at 12:30 Longford and Leitrim play in the Woolwood-Talton Hurling Final. And some county championships in Mullingar Westmeath Senior Hurling Championship Final, Brownstown play Castle Pollard at 3 o'clock. In Boris and Ossory, the Laois Intermediate Hurling Final between Kilcotton and Camross is at 3:30. And in Breffni Park, the Cavan Under 21 Football Final between Crushaloch and Arbus at 7:30. In Banagher, Offaly and Tipperary meet in the Senior Hurling Game at 7 o'clock. And in Errol, Drummond Inch from Tipperary play Rathdowney from Laois at 7:30. And on Monday, Boris and Ossory Senior Hurling Tournament, Laois play Limerick at 7 o'clock. And now we'll go over to Sean Ford for his look at the inter-county and club scene.
Game this weekend is the All-Ireland Football semi-final between Donegal and Galway. But before we look at this game, let's have a quick look at the other inter-county matches. In tournament games, Offaly senior hurlers play Tipperary at the opening of the Banagher's club grounds, and on Monday evening Laois play Limerick in Boris and Ossory. At Croke Park at 12:30 tomorrow, two counties not noted for the visit to headquarters, Leitrim and Longford, meet in the final of the Woolwood-Talton Hurling. The Leitrim team is Gerry O'Rourke, Michael Moran, Conor Hart, Raymond Kelleher, Martin Nolan, Brian Byrne, Paddy Murray, Kieran Mahan, Matthew Hines, Dermot O'Brien, Pat Galvin, Dermot McKeown, Anthony Dockery, Joe Casey, Niall Cayley, and on the subs bench, Brian Henley, Rory Blaine, Gabriel Dockery, Fintan Reynolds, Sean Guyhan, Johnny Dolan, Thomas Egan, Michael Morahan, Pádraig Cullen, Kevin Murray and Liam Noon. The Longford team include Michael McMahon, Vinnie Ford, Liam Sweeney, Jimmy Kelly, David McCormack, McNamara and Peter Grace. In Offaly, the football championship is at the semi-final stage and Walsh Island meet Tullamore on Sunday. Tullamore will have Martin Furlong and Aidan O'Halloran, but what an array of talent Walsh Island have. Liam, Thomas, Matt and Richie Connor all star at inter-county level and I think they must win. In Roscommon, Roscommon Gales and Clanningale meet in the replay of the Under-21 football final. The drawn game did not live up to expectations and maybe tomorrow we'll have a better football match. And this time Roscommon Gales should just about do all that's necessary. In Longford, Cattle and Mostrom meet in the senior football semi-final. Cattle will be without experienced defender Peter Bannon, but they will have Michael Casey in defence and a top-class midfield with Brendan Smith and Pádraig Carberry. Opposing them will be Mel Noonan and Christy Kennedy, and the midfield battle should decide, but I go for Cattle as their attack seems to be stronger than the Mostrom defence. In Cusick Park, as part of the hurling final programme, Moat and Milltown Pass replay their football semi-final, and now that they've got a second chance, Milltown Pass just might win. The Westmeath hurling final is in Cusick Park tomorrow, and Brownstown and Castle Pollard are the teams involved. This game will be covered by Chris Jennings in great detail, who will be talking to representatives of both clubs. But for a neutral view, earlier today Michael Donoghue had a word with Mickey Power, the chairman of the Westmeath Hurling Board.
Now Mick, this is the first year that the Hurling Board ran the championships, and the first year for a long time that it was on a knockout basis. How do you think it worked?
Well, a knockout basis are great for counties who have a big number of senior hurling teams. But Westmeath have only got 10 senior hurling teams. And It's too few for a knockout basis. Like, what we want in this county is games. And the championship on a knockout basis with 10 senior teams, it cuts down the number of games. And the championship is over in 3 Sundays in this county.
Well, so you would like to see it going back to the league system next year, say?
I would like to see it going back to the league system, because it involves clubs over a longer period, and it's a contesting championship hurling over a longer period.
Fine. And now, if you just come back from next year now to tomorrow, we have the county final between Brownstown and Castle Pollard. What sort of a game are you expecting?
Well, I think we'll have a very close game. Brownstown, of course, would be firm favourites with their full squad, including Richie Shaw. And I feel very sorry for Richie Shaw. And I'd like to send him get well wishes, as like on a speedy recovery. I wish him the best, and that we hope to see him back on the hurling field as quickly as possible. Castle Pollard, they're a very hard team to beat. They play very close hurling, and they have a set of forwards who are well able to score. And Brownstone won't have it all their own way, even though I'd like to take this opportunity to wish both teams the very best of luck tomorrow. What Westmeath Hurling needs is a top-class final to uplift the game in the county, and that's what I expect we will get tomorrow.
And now for the Croke Park programme. Galway meet Derry in the minor football semi-final at 2 o'clock, and Derry looks likely to ensure that Ulster will be represented on the All-Ireland final day. And before we deal with the senior game, I must mention Offaly's representative on the field tomorrow. Most of us have got used to seeing and recognising Jody Gunning as the referee in many big games, but he will not be there tomorrow. Instead, his 14-year-old daughter Michelle will be there, and she'll be leading the Artane Boys band. Michelle has wanted to lead the band for years, but every time she asked, she was told that it couldn't happen. Constant appealing softened Brother O'Connor's heart, and he agreed, and so tomorrow, in the famous blue and red uniform, Michelle will lead the teams. And I expect, in the Gunning tradition, she'll do it in style. Galway and Donegal met in the 1974 semi-final, and Galway won 3-13 to 1-14. For the Western View, Mike McCartney of Radio West spoke to Matty McDonough, but because of a technical fault, we were unable to record the conversation. He then spoke to Bertie Coleman, a member of the Galway management, and he asked him how did he think tomorrow's game would go.
Well, we take it that they have a 50-50 chance. We have the utmost respect for Donegal. We have played them in a few challenge games. Actually, this time 12 months, we played them before we went into the All-Ireland semi-final in June one evening, and they beat us by a couple of points. And they have won the Ulster Championship, and anybody that comes out of Ulster, you must have respect for them. And they're very talented players. There are a lot of under 21 players who have been through the mill. They won in All-Ireland and Croke Park, so it will be nothing new to them. But we feel that our experience of Croke Park, and we were in the All-Ireland semi-final last year, so I think that we're just about edged with them.
Yeah, well, it's been said that Galway travelled a rocky road out of Connacht, and Leitrimon was provided a stumbling block, and victory over Mayo last year by 17 points was somewhat reduced this year, to say the least of it. Galway looks less attractive, your critics say. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, all the teams, any team that comes out of Connacht will have a rocky road. I remember way back in the 60s, in 66, we beat Mayo by 1 point in the Connacht final in the dying second of the game. But we went on to win the All-Ireland in 65 for the same way. It's pretty hard to get out of Connacht. And Mayo's form of last year wasn't the true Mayo form. They just, everything went wrong for them in the day. But remember, they beat us the year before. Months before that, after we winning the National League. So the form this year between Galway, Roscommon, Mayo and Leitrim. Leitrim, people don't maybe not realise it, but Leitrim were a very good team this year. And they, before they played us, they played Meath and they beat them and they played Tyrone. And they were an exceptionally good Leitrim team. Their centre field is very good, their forwards are very good.
The name Barry Brennan is on everybody's lips at the moment. Can you tell us about Barry's injury, and it's going to be a drawback?
Yes, Barry Brennan will be definitely lost to Galway when We were in trouble at against Leitrim. He came to our rescue. He scored two very valuable points. And in the Connacht final against Mayo, we brought him to centre field, and he improved the centre field position. And certainly in Cork Park, he's going to be last to it because he always played very well there. Yes. On the other hand, his replacement, Paddy Kelly, is a very talented player. He played centre field for Sigerson this year with Richie Lee, and he's a very fast, forceful player and a tall lad. And we feel that he'll do fine. And then again, we have Tom Lockton back at corner forward, captain of the team, and we feel that wing will be okay now.
So to sum it all up then, what's your forecast for the Sunday game?
My forecast is that we'll win by a point or two.
Great. Okay, the best of luck to you indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You for coming. Bye-bye now.
For the Donegal View, Michael O'Donoghue rang Brian McAniff. Brian was player-manager with Donegal in 1972 and 74, and he is now manager of the Ulster side. Brian was cautious when asked about Donegal's prospects.
I reckon that we have a 50-50 chance based on the fact that we won the Under-21 All-Ireland last year, and we have a good blend of older players as well. And Galway may have a wee bit of age and experience, but we have youth and enthusiasm, and I think that makes it a 50-50 game.
And you're satisfied that Charlie Mulgrew and all your injury problems are settled?
I'm satisfied from their response to training that they're fit enough to play.
Mark McHugh is in good form again?
Yes, he's kicking his frees well, and he's shown a great bit of speed in the training sessions that we had this week, so I'm quite sure he'll come through in a big way on Sunday.
Right. Now, one of the things that is always said about Ulster teams is that they put such an enormous effort into winning the Ulster final that they have nothing left to give for the All-Ireland series. Do you think Donegal have overcome that?
Well, it's very hard to say. Like, we've always done fairly well in Croke Park. We were never too far away in either of the games in 72 and 74. And we had tough enough campaigns in Ulster, as every other team has coming out of Ulster. But I wouldn't say we put too much into it, no.
So you're expecting, 50-50 chance with the thing falling your way?
Well, given that the breaks don't go against us, I reckon that we can win it with our exuberance.
And could I take a little further than that? Having won it, which do you think you'd rather meet, Dublin or Cork in the final?
I wouldn't even discuss that with you. Sorry, but
I didn't expect you would.
I'll only talk about Sunday's game, team.
Right. Now, you have heard, I'm sure, that Barry Brennan will probably be missing, or more than likely be missing, on Sunday. Do you think that'll make any difference to Galway's?
I expect that you'll see 15 very fit and very enthusiastic Galway footballers on the pitch. I would say that the man that takes Barry Brennan's place will be in there looking for a place in an All-Ireland final setup, so I'm quite sure he'll be going full out. So I don't expect that, whereas Barry's a very good player and I know him very personally, I don't think that it'll make an awful lot of difference to the Galway side overall.
Right, Brian McAniff, thank you very much.
Nice talking to you.
Many thanks to Brian McAniff, Bertie Coleman and Mick Power. Until next week, from me, Sean Ford, Sloan.
And we continue with the club fixtures. County Longford this evening in Father McGee Park. Drumard and Granard meet at 7:30 in the Junior Football Championship. In Division 1 of the All-County League, Longford Slashers play Emmett Oak and Farney Hogan at 7:30, and Rathclyde play Clongish and Clonbonny also at 7:30. And in Division 3 League, in Ballymore meet in Mostyn. Tomorrow in Pierce Park at 6:15, the intermediate football semi-final, Keenan play St. Columbus, and the senior semi-final, which you've just heard about, Cashel and Mostyn at 7:00 in Pierce Park. And in the half-time intervals in both of those games, the final of the free kick and the long kick competitions will be held. In County Offaly, this evening, Junior Hurling Championship in Kilcormac, Clara play Coolderry at 7:15, a replay and extra time if necessary. At Dangan in the Under-21 Hurling Championship, Tullamore and Derry meet at 7:15, and at Rath, St. Rhinas and Kinnity meet. Tomorrow, Junior Football Championship, Ballyfour play Tubber and Cap and Corra at 7:15. The Intermediate Hurling Championship, St. Sarnes play Carrick and Riverstown at 2:00. And Saturday next, in the Under-21 Hurling, St. Mary's play Coolderry and Burr at 7:15. And in Forban, the famous St. Rhinas Club, Offaly 1982 champions and finalists of the All-Ireland Club Championships, are the latest club to open their new pitch. At 5:30, St. Rhinas play Aircourt Malik from across the Shannon in Galway in a minor game. And following the official opening by John Dowling, the chairman of the Leinster Council, Damien Martin will lead Offaly on his home ground in a game against Tipperary at 7:00. And in Westmeath, This evening in Castleton Gagan Junior Hurling Championship semi-final, Raharney play Southern Gales at 7:30. Tomorrow, the programme for Cusick Park Junior Hurling Championship semi-final, Loch Lane Gales play Castletown Gagan at 1:30. Senior Hurling Championship final, Brownstown play Castle Pollard at 3:00. And in the replay of the Senior Football Championship semi-final, Moat and Milltown Pass play at 4:30, and if it's a draw, they'll play extra time. On Wednesday next, Fresh Cup Football in Cusick Park, Maryland play St. Paul's at 7:30. Killucan play St. Malachy's in Jarrestown, and the Downs play Shandon in Springfield. And County Leash, this evening, Senior Hurling Championship relegation playoff, Clonisleigh play Colahill at 7:30 in Mount Rath. Junior Football B Championship final, Stradbally play Ross and Alice and Nemo at 7:45. And Junior Football League, Greg Cullen play Timberhole and Bannylinen at 7:00. Tomorrow, Intermediate Hurling Championship final, Camross play Kilcotton and Boris and Astley at 3:30. And in the quarter-finals of the Senior Football Championship, Portlaoise play Emo at 2:00, and O'Dempsey's play the Heath at 3:30 in Timberhole. Relegation playoff, Arley's play Barrowhouse and Ballylinen at 12:00. And the Joe Delaney Memorial Cup Senior Hurling Final in Errol at 7:00, Drummond Inch play Rat Downey. And on Tuesday, Emo at Emo Minor Football Championship, O'Dempsey's play Portlaoise at 7:00. And on Monday at 7:00 in Boris and Ossory, the County Leash Club joined the list of GAA clubs who will have their own grounds for the centenary year. The new grounds will be called the O'Keefe Park, and Leash and Limerick break in the new pitch in the game at 7:00. And County Roscommon, Under 21 Football Final Replay, Roscommon Gales meet Clannagale in Kiltoom at 6:30. The South Junior F Football Semi-Final, Craig's play St. Folliot's at Hyde Park at 6:30. And Kilmore and Trusk meet in the postponed Junior Championship game in Elphin on Sunday at 7:00. And in County Cavan, All County League Division 1 this evening, Temple Port play Cavan Gales, Drumalee play Lacken, Ballymacue play Kingsford, Ballyhays play Larry United, and Shercock play Red Hills. All games at 7:30. Division 2, Killincare and Castlerahan play at 7:30. Cuhullins play Killishandra, Mullaghorn play Den, Coutil play Munchaconnant, Gowna play Kildallan, and Swannanbar play Drone. And on Wednesday night next, in Division 3 game, Cavan Gales play Lavey at 7:30. And County Kildare, Junior Hurling Championship at Nace, Clonard play on Carrick at 7:30, and at Clane, Leixlip play Ross Glass also at 7:30. Tomorrow, Senior Football Championship B, Atai play around Towers and Newbridge at 2:00. And in the Senior Football Championship proper, Atai play Johnstone at 3:15, and Arclough and Clarinco meet in the Junior match at 4:30. At Nace, Junior Football Championship, Robertstown play Arcgavin. At Clane, Senior Football League, Radcoffey play Milltown at 2:30, and Kilcock play Moorfield at 3:45. At Rathangan in the Junior Football League, St. Lawrence's play St. Kevin's at 7:30. At Raheen's, Leixlip play Suncroft in the Junior Football League game, and Castledermot play Nace in Kildare at 7:00. And Leitrim, Junior Football League in Ballinamore this evening at 7:00, Achnashealan play Eslin, Kiltorbert play Achawillan in Drumreilly, and tomorrow in Drumreilly, Drumreilly play Allan Gales at 7:00 in the Senior Football League, Gortletter play Achawillan in Gortletter at 6:00, Junior Football League, Gortletter play Achawillan in Gortletter at 7:15, and in Manor Hamilton in the Senior Football League, Glencairn Manor Hamilton play Mohill at 6:30. And finally, County Meath, tomorrow in Navan in the Junior Football Championship, Batterstown play Drumbarra at 1:30. Walterstown and Screen meet in the 1983 Cogan Cup Senior Football Tournament Final in Martry tomorrow evening at 7:15. And the Kearney Cup Final, St. Paul's from Westmead 3-6, St. Michael's from Meath 9 points. And Christy Shaw, who will play with Brownstown tomorrow.
Your message across. So advertisers, contact our advertising department and get your message across. Ring Mullingar 01694. That's Mullingar 01694.
Dean to Bowers Butchers, Patrick Seat, Mullingar. You know, there's a thing in Mullingar at the moment. Bowers, better value beats them all. And here are some of the prices. Back rashers, 139p per pound. Coop tam, 199p per pound. Streaky rashers, 69p per pound. Collar bacon, 85p per pound. And rib roast beef, only 185p per pound. Bowers, better value beats them all. That's Bowers Butchers, Patrick Seat, Mullingar. We're right beside the cattle market.
Go motorcycle road racing at 4 next Sunday at 1:30. 80cc to 1000cc racing bikes and the biggest sidecar race in Ireland. All competing for the Duckham's Race of the South trophy. Be early and obey the marshals. Roads close at 12:30. That's the Duckham's Race of the South, 4 next Sunday.
Bontarash. And tomorrow at in the Cooley Mountains at Ravensdale near Dundalk is the final of the All-Ireland Puck Father competition, and that begins at 1:30. Leinster are represented by Pat Kirwan from Offaly, Conwall from Leash, and Eamon Gallagher from Westmeath. And a new feature will be a combination event, two hurlers together form a team, and the combined scores of the two hurlers will be the deciding factor. And one team is Conwall from Leash and Joe Cooney of Galway. Pat Kieran of Offaly teams up with Joe Henry from Mayo, and Michael Monaghan from Galway teams up with Eamon Gallagher from Westmeath. And there are six teams in all. Handball. And at this time of the year, handball, which used to be an outdoor game and has now become an indoor game, the fixtures are a bit scarce because of the heat. But this evening in Garry Hill, we have the Coca-Cola All-Ireland semi-finals, and the last of the Midland players went out last weekend. And the Leinster Championships on Wednesday next in Croke Park. Kells play Ballymore Eustace in the Open Inter-Club competition semi-finals. And Meath County Championships on Tuesday next, Seamus Ennis plays Joe McKenna in the Novice Singles Final. In the Junior Singles Final, Sean Curran from Kells plays Donald Wall from Dunshaughlin. And in the Intermediate Doubles, Christy McCarthy and Phil Morrissey from Dunshaughlin play Christy Riley and Charlie Riley from Kells. And in Kells, in the Under 13 Singles in a County Trial, Joe Lynch from Kells plays Vincent Moore from Dunshaughlin. The work on the Killinleck Handball Club's 30 by 60 alley, that's the Irish big alley, is almost completed, and they're looking for club members. So reply to the local secretary as soon as you can if you're interested in handball in the West Cavan area. Ladies football, the Leitrim ladies clinched their third successive Connacht Football Championship with a clear win over disappointing Galway side in Annaduff last Sunday. They won 5-7 to Galway's 1-2. And in the Leinster final tomorrow in Timahoe at 7 o'clock, Offaly play Wexford. And some club fixtures in the Leitrim Senior Championship semi-final at Drumshambo, Machawillan play Dunfermline at 12:30. And on Wednesday next in the Under 16 Championships, Drumriley play St Bridges in Drumriley. And Fianna play St Mary's in Drumshambo. Camogie, County Longford are finally getting off the ground. And on Monday, the Under 12 Championship, Ardagh, St. Columns play Mostrom, St. Barry's, and Mostrom at 6:30. In the Under 16 Championship on Thursday next, Mostrom play Arda in Arda. And in a special league, Mostrom play St. Barry's. Mostrom, St. Barry's play the rest of Longford on Tuesday, August the 23rd. In Cavan, the tomorrow Intermediate Championship, Kill play Lara at 2 o'clock, Cushaloch play Den at 3 o'clock. In the Junior Championship, Killigarry play Templeport at 2 o'clock, and Killishander play Gowna at also at 2 o'clock. In the Navis Championships, Red Hills play Coutil. And in Meath, the senior semi-final is in Navan tomorrow, and the teams involved are Kilbride and Enfield. And some other club fixtures in Meath today, Bord's Mill play at Bye in the Junior Championship at 7:30. On Monday, Batterstown play Kentstown. On Wednesday next, Kilbride play Killine. And on Thursday, Oldcastle play Kilbride. And the Westmeath minor semi-final is on tomorrow in Crookedwood at 6 o'clock between Raharney and Cullion. In golf, Headford professional Joey Purslew from Mullingar last Saturday set a new course record with a 66 in the Slade Valley Pro-Am. And a pitch in Port Rochford Bridge Open began yesterday and will continue today and tomorrow. In athletics, Louis Kenny from Mullingar will represent Ireland in the marathon in the World Championship in Helsinki tomorrow, beginning at 2 o'clock and finishing around 4. Another local man, Ray Flynn from Longford, is in today's semi-final of the 1500 metres, and he is in the same heat with Steve Ovett and Steve Cran from England. And some local sports events in that league. Open Sports Day on Monday in the GAA grounds. The Coolfada annual sports, Fesh and Tug of War, begin at 2:30 sharp tomorrow. Tulk's Lord Edwards GAA Club Sports, Monday, August the 15th. First event is at 2:30. St. Bridget's AC will host the Leinster NACA 10 Miles Road Race Championship tomorrow in Ballinacree at 4:30. And the reigning champion, Matty McGrath, is the favourite to retain his title. And there will also be a separate ladies race, and Castle College Maurice Cullen is the likely winner there. Narramore and County Kildare have a field day in the Athletic Club grounds tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. The Boer Vintage Week Half Marathon is on Saturday next at 5 o'clock. It's on the BLE rules. And Gurley on the at Boy Kells Road have their what they call Gurley 83 tomorrow at 1:30. Special attraction from Ollie Clark, a stuntman, and an acrobatic air display by Steve Scully. Clonmelan Gymkhana Field Day on Sunday, August the 21st. Moorfield Gaelic Football and Hurling Club Monster Field Day on August the 28th. And the Rathowen Half Marathon is on Wednesday evening next. And the race will start at the Quinsworth Car Park in Mullingar at 7:30 and end in Rathowen Village. And Fogney GAA Field Day at Newcastle House Hotel begins tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And Father Deegan asked us to tell you something he forgot to say. There'll be a TV set on the field, so you'll be able to see the match. An open sports in Linusfield, Clundra, tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock. And Kingscourt Brass and Reed Band have pony racing on August the 15th, that's on Monday. First race is at 2 o'clock and prize money is £1,300 and there'll be bookmakers and tote on the course. And also in the same area, the Kenstown Pony Race is under IPRA rules at the Goldstown Lawn Ballarat tomorrow and will feature the Kenstown Derby. There will be six races on the programme as well as a Donkey Derby. The Fianna GAA Club have a Dublin to Ballinamore solo run today, and I think I saw them passing through the town earlier on today. The Tulse Clare Edwards GAA Club have a barn dance and barbecue in Ardkillen on the Tulse Strokestown Road, and the music is by the Killina Cayley Band, and admission is £3. From Kieran County Leitrim GAA Club, their festival week begins tomorrow and goes on until Sunday next, and they will have a TV on the field on both Sundays for the All-Ireland semi-final. Ferrymount Handball Club have a dance in the Dun Arms Hotel in Castlereagh on Wednesday next, music by Rose Walsh. And St Mary's Rochford Bridge GAA Club have their annual flag day tomorrow. Ireland international rugby player Moss Keane has been signed up by the Clonbullogue Development Association to open their steam threshing and field day tomorrow. The big Kerry man will arrive in the village at 2 p.m. for the official parade, which will be led by the Mullingar Town Band. And all children who have qualified for the national finals in Butland will be receiving their travelling instructions shortly. The cost for each resident child in Butland this year is £27 and the cost for non-residents is £4. The children in the Leash area will meet at the CBS school Tower Hill on Monday next, and in Westmeath competitors who have qualified and their parents will be asked to meet on Wednesday night in Mullingar, and Longford have been given the honour of providing the competitor to read the pledge at the opening of the games in Mosny. We must remember now to call that Mosny instead of Butlins, I believe. And racing this week, today in the Curragh, Monday Dundalk and Tramore, Tuesday Tramore, Wednesday Tramore, Thursday Tramore, and Saturday next Phoenix Park. Motorsport, the four motorcycle races sponsored by Duckham's Oil, are on this weekend, and the practice started today and racing begins tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and there's stock car racing tomorrow in Knockmanchilucan. The first race is at 3 o'clock. Greyhound racing tonight in Mullingar, the feature race is the Mullingar is the Tara Bottlers Midland St. Ledger 550 final, and racing for the rest of the week, Mullingar on Tuesday next, Longford Monday and Friday, Navan Wednesday and Thursday, and Newbridge Monday and Friday. Shinnawillagam Jeev and you, Bemi Jarash Arisha Namkina on Saturn Shahugin, Gujishin Slondiv.
Well, Mike, where are you heading for tomorrow?
Oh, I think I'll go to Cusick Park tomorrow to see if Milltown Pass can make it. I'm not sure that they will, but I'll be there anyway.
Who do you think will win the hurling?
Oh, I think Brownstown. You know, they have such a long tradition, and Castle Pollard over the last few years have been up and down.
Long tradition. Castle Pollard have actually won more championships, by the way.
In recent years, Brownstown are the sort of powerhouse of hurling in North West Meath, and I'd be very surprised if they don't win again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be a great day's entertainment. Alan Parsons Project and a track called Eye in the Sky. Well, we're going to have another record here, and it's called Stars on the Water by Rodney Crowell. And after that, we're going to talk to two very important men, and they're going to have a big say in the match tomorrow. That's the Westmead Senior Hurling Championship Final. So stay tuned and listen to that.
Thank you.
Well, with me in the studio here, I have Paddy McCabe from Castle Pollard, and he's a selector with Castle Pollard. And also in the studio with me, I've got Paddy Monaghan, a very well-known man down there in Brownstown, and he's secretary of the Brownstown Club. Well, we're going to just talk to him regarding the final tomorrow, because both teams are in the final tomorrow. And so we start with Paddy McCabe. Well, Paddy, welcome to Radio West, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And it's great to see you in here. And we're going to ask you a few questions about Castle Pollard at the start anyway. By the way, just tell us, just bring us through your championship campaign so far. I believe you had only about three games so far. So can you just give us a rundown on how you got there?
Well, that's right. We had our first game against Cullen.